www.r1wradio.com.
Just in case we fail to recognize one another after all these years.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
To all women in the place, so speak up for yourself. Men, the man, them don't say that you watch it, but make sure puff and rough. Shots, man, and rape, and this one, new brand bound to come number one. Watch it.
And you feel big up, all of the woman, them big up, all of the girl, them big up, all of the woman, them big up, boy.
See me now. Matt is cock up, titting it, please stand up, please. Baby, Apache full of pay, makeup, when she walk on street, I would have a man, big demo, big up, big up. Got your pot on your bob, got your pot on your bob, expensive on a rubber. Put your one and out here and just big up. Y'all if you fat and you buff and know you come. But put your one and out here and just big up. Y'all if you fat and you buff another virgin fluff. And put your one and out here and just big up. Y'all if you fat and you buff and you buff out of a boot. You one and out here and just big up. Say what? Jump on skin out cause you know so you're sexy. Shout it out cause you have the winery. Ball it out your big tick and LT. The brack you have a money cost only for money. Your ear style money look well fancy. Tell you all of them say you have your man already. Your face don't look like the overnight monkey. Hitting a paint up just like a party. Come take it from the one named Shaggy. Tell the world you big tick and LT. Fat and you buff expensive and rough. And put your one in on the ear and just big up. Y'all if you fat and you buff and know you come. But put your one in on the ear and just big up. Y'all if you fat and you buff and you up out of a put your one in on the ear and just big up.
Well, I don't want no man tell me woman no noise, hey. And I don't want no man tell me woman no sweet, hey. Don't want no man tell me woman no nice, woman no nice. Don't want no man tell me woman no sweet, hey. Well, if you big up, now your boom boom shot, big up, your body lick shot, big up, now your cat to my suit, big up, mini skirt look cute.
So me say Brooklyn man help me big them up, and Marvally man help me big them up, and New York man help me big them up, and Bush massive help me big them up, and big up you say because you fat and you buff, you're big up. Tell them say that you fat and you buff, you're big up.
What up, what up? We are back. And hold up, hold up. It's a stick up. You know how we do, man.
Yeah.
I got so loud. The energy is on fire. Yeah, we are on Radio for the First World. This is the stick up, and it's your boy, Rowdy Plank, coming to you live. Are we live?
We're live.
We're live.
We're live right now.
We out here. We out here in the heart of the city we are in. So we're to right now at the box shop. This is how we do, man. Firstly, allow me to introduce myself. I'm your boy, Rowdy Planker, the self-proclaimed thrift prince. Well, it ain't self-proclaimed. I am the thrift prince. I'm just out here to make everything look beautiful. And on my right, left, on my side, I got your boy, Mr. Mikey. Mikey, what's going on, Doug?
How's it going, everybody? My name is Michael Lawrence Potter. I am an actor, writer, and attorney. And for today, I'm very happy to be a podcast host of The Stick Up.
And guess what we do on The Stick Up?
What do we do?
We just take the realist and make them get heard, you know what I mean? They got to tell their story, and yes, we do call them the hostage. We don't have guests, we have hostages, because this is the stick-up, you know what I mean?
Exactly, and in every single segment, we take an independent artist who has a little bit of clout, but needs to get out there, have their music heard by a wider audience, and on top of that, we bring them in as a hostage, and right at the end of the show, they negotiate for their freedom as to why we think they should be let back out in the world.
Boom, 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 boom.
So who do we have in the hot seat for today?
Hey man, she is hot, she's on fire, but I want her to introduce herself. Madam, what's going on? Who the fuck is you?
I am the guest.
Yeah.
Hey, hi everybody. I'm Eloza. I am the alternative African. I am like the queen of quirk. Yeah, I'm that edgy girl that you wish you knew and you will know in 5 minutes, I guess.
Yeah. So the girl had to say what she had to say. Her name is Eloza, and we just out here. So firstly, I'm just going to get straight into it because this is a stick up, and you know we got to get this robbery running.
Yeah. Ooh.
First things first, why the name Eloza?
That is actually a funny story.
You're laughing already. I like it.
No, well, it's not hilarious. But, okay. I when I was in music school, there was a we as music students, so you had like the engineers and the vocalists and the and everybody else. But so one of what was part of the curriculum was that you had to produce almost like a an actual show. Okay. I mean, that's the point, you know, of being at school.
Of course,
all these factors.
Where did you go to school? Sorry, to
music school. I went to Bramley, Bramley, Damlin and Bramley.
Oh, fantastic! Okay.
When they used to have like the music thing going. I mean, that was probably like the best contemporary music school in South Africa, and I don't think there's another one. I don't think, because they shut it down, and I don't know why they shut it down. Anyway, so it had happened that we had to kind of work with each other, so people didn't know people's names, and you know, I was always searching for a name, something simple, something easy, something rememberable, and something that won't cost me too much to print.
I love that.
And
I love that.
So, yeah, you have to think of the branding, and you have to think of branding costs, because when I'm on a billboard, I mean, I'm not trying to pay, you know what I mean? Must count the numbers.
Absolutely, that personal brand is going to be reflected easily.
Do you know?
Yeah.
So then... the sound engineer did not know my name.
Oh gosh!
Whoa. So how? No, it was okay, man. I don't take to heart. I'm not easily offended like that. Anyway, he didn't know my name, but we were like boys. Do you know what I mean? We're like yo every time.
Yo, homie, yo,
but
what's
like
up? Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a hello.
Oh, hello,
and I was
like
yo, okay, yeah. I hear you. I'll take that, you know. And I just ran with it.
No, do you ever get confused that maybe someone's just saying hello to you in a British accent? Like, is that,
funny
is that something
enough,
that's ever come up? Or
funny enough, when we officiated the word, we were like, okay, that kind of works, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like if you're in Britain and everybody's like,
hello, and then the czar, the czar in hello is the czar because you are a South African musician, a South African.
Absolutely,
okay,
the
czar
is basically the surname of hello. It's as if like declaring my flag in the world, you know, like hello czar, you know, South African brand, proudly South African. We're out here as a, especially as an alternative artist. I mean, what's going on in the world right now is like everybody. Is like when you're an alternative artist in South Africa who's been exposed to global art, it's kind of tough to declare yourself as South African. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I just wanted to put it on a sticker that I'm South African in the case that I do sound very international. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, okay, the sticker says I'm Za, so I'm just, you know, South African currency. That's me. Like, it's overthought.
Right.
It's true, but
when we throw it back, I would like to explore more about the South African identity of authenticity, of how, as you've said, being exposed to a lot of outside elements, how do you take it back to that authentic South Africanism? So we'll throw that. I'll give you 5 minutes to think about it.
I have that answer.
Oh, well, good. Well, you save it, and right after the song, we're going to throw it to Mick Jenkins, Carefree. Don't go anywhere.
Eyes off the drugs, eyes off the drinks, eyes off the vibes. Got nothing to hide, I'm with the squad, don't make me throw it up. She by my side, we gonna fight, this shit is nice. It just don't look like this. If you living carefree, then you probably don't look like us. Damn, nigga, let me cook right quick. On the beach, couple niggas, we was cool and it's just about dust. Shawty never smoked kush like this. I'm fire, music playing, grinding on me. You know I had to push right back. Reflex, respect, no suspect. Shit came late, goofy niggas missing sunset. We ain't even give a fuck, got the backwards though. Drop those, niggas would've been upset. Only hit it 2 times, cause I know that the paper is more of a speech she can fuck with. And I like that shit, she don't duck shit, but we was cool. And I said we didn't want smoke, so when the cops popped up, it was pop smoke. Niggas proceeded to get on that fuck shit. I'm worried about dying for speaking my mind. They keep on calling it tough shit. They ain't do too much, just rough shit. Whole time that really is way too much shit. Playing that shit right is some tough shit. And they know just which one to fuck with. It's just some shit we stuck with. We was off the drugs, we was off the drinks, we was off the vibes. Got nothing to hide, I'm with the squad, don't make me throw it up. She by my side, we gonna fly, we ride or die. Damn nigga, let me breathe. Damn nigga, let me cook. Damn family, give me space. So quick to shoot, no Devin Book. Can't even look me in my face. Can't play it straight. These niggas crooks, they play it hate. I'm on my shit. Pull me over, bout my whip. Like, how you get it, bitch? I bought it. Took my ticket for the tents. That
it might not seem too intense, but I ain't with this in 2 months. The first day back, they on some shit. I can't let them steal my joy. See who my niggas is fucking with. Heard the whole squad at the beach. Guessing we'll pull up and shit. We be off the drugs, we be off the drain, we be off the vibes. I none the hobby with the squad, don't make me throw it up. She by my side, we bona fide, this shit is nice. We was off the drugs, we was off the drinks, we was off the vibe. Got nothing to hide, I'm with the squad, don't make me throw it up. She by my side, we bona fide, we ride or die.
Damn, nigga, let me breathe. Damn, nigga, let me cook. Damn, nigga, give me space. Damn, nigga, let me breathe. Damn, nigga, let me cook. Damn, family, give me space. Quick to shoot my Devin Book, can't even look at my face.
Everybody, we're back.
So the question that I'm asking is that I think a lot of South African artists are exposed to, I mean, the world has gotten smaller in the sense that we are so close to one another. We have a lot of South Africans featuring with American artists, being influenced by American artists.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that authentic South Africanism kind of gets lost, which is crazy because every time we've leaned into it, you think about people like Casper, you think about people like Shoma Josie, like as soon as they lean into the fact that I'm from here, I will sound like I'm from here, I will act like I'm from
here.
Yeah,
yeah, true.
It takes off like a rocket. So,
yeah,
you know, to any young artists out there listening, how do you retain that South Africanism, that essence of us?
I mean, first of all, I think for any creative, it's unnecessary to be burdened by the question of identity. I think just create, because you'll find your identity through the process, do you know? For me, I'm like a Soweto kid, and Soweto kids are a combo of things. Yeah. You're exposed to a lot of everything. So most of us, or some of us, you know, I'm that person who does not have like the rural roots, do you know? I do know where my grandmother was, but I don't have that pilgrimage story to go, you know, but I do know that Hore ke Mosotho, you know, Mosotho
Sotho. But there's no that homeland.
But there isn't that homeland, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Because obviously there was that whole migration work-wise, our parents needing to do better, do more, so they left the rural areas to raise us up to be Joburg people.
Of course.
We're like Joburg Sotho, Soweto Sotho, do you know? At the end of the day, your identity just exists. And when it comes to musicality, especially music, it frustrates me that the whole are you representing Africa enough? It's an unfair question, an unfair expectation, because we are so vast. Do you know, our backgrounds are so vast. So if somebody, I mean, I do have moments where I'm like, Mara, this, you know, this brother still sounds like, you know, Mara, why are you copying? Do you know? Yeah. I mean, I still get touched, you know, like, leave Kendrick Lamar's flow to Kendrick Lamar, do you know?
Yeah, true.
So there's a difference between copying what's happening internationally to try sell versus your own identity.
Absolutely.
I grew up speaking English, went to an English school. I speak Sesotho. I speak Zulu. I'm a concoction
of vernacular from the hood.
It's just there.
Everything.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm ghetto, and then one moment I'm like ghetto chic, and then one moment I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm a combo of everything. That's why I can't. Like I said, I'm a natural rebel. I don't do definitions. I can't. I never grew up with that, just in my core. A lot of people actually ask, like when they ask this question, they always wonder, like, so what are your musical influences?
Sure.
And the crazy thing is,
all the influences, since we're tapping onto that, you just, okay,
a lot of
cool,
influences.
Yeah, yeah.
The crazy thing is, the first time I got exposed to alternative music, and I'm talking alternative rock, alternative soul and jazz, like a combo of eclectic music, was in Soweto. Was in the
sound,
hood.
Yeah, true.
It was nowhere else. Like, I mean, we're talking Uju, we're talking BCUC.
Oh my God, love it.
All of those guys are like Soweto. Most of them are Soweto people, do you know? And like, I remember like they performed
Black Jacks,
Adam
Black
Fuller.
Jacks, TCLYF.
Yeah, Adam Fuller. Do you know what I mean? Black Jacks. Yeah, I mean, So I'm just like, nah, guys, like this whole burden of are you representing South Africa?
Yeah.
I think if you're representing yourself and you're a true self and you got your real identity happening, somebody will pick it up.
And that's enough. Yeah.
Yeah. And like with all of that being
because
said,
then you become an aesthetic.
With all of that being said, like I know the music game, the music industry is quite hectic, especially in our beautiful land of South Africa. But then for those who don't know, we're trying to tap in and actually get this right. What are the pros and cons of being a musician? Like I'm gonna make it like a female musician because I know the industry can get tricky for females.
Yeah.
But like, what are the pros and cons? And are they like what? I'm just gonna keep it at what are the pros and cons of being a female musician?
Let me tell you. Okay, this is a very layered cake.
Yeah.
Let me tell. Okay, firstly.
Yeah.
In this game. Do we cuss here? We
don't cuss? Stick up, man.
We'll keep it out
and
post.
Oh, okay.
Yo, we ain't beeping.
Like, why the fuck do you need to be a great vocalist and start off with house music? Like, especially for the chicks. Like, there are so many female chicks. There are so many female artists, vocalists, who are amazing.
But
like,
you want to throw them into house before anything.
Yeah, at the beginning. I mean, it happened to me. When I was starting the whole scene,
yes.
I mean, I found this manager, you know, who believes in LO. Ooh, and then he was like, okay, we're going to do a house. You know, we're doing house. And I was like, really, Sway? You know, there's more to music.
And you probably just tapped into it because you're like, okay, cool, this is my time.
But
here's
you're trying to figure it out.
Studio,
and you're thinking you're being taught and guided and mentored into shit. But actually, people do that not for you, but for...
For sale, yeah.
You know, it's not for you. And then imagine you stick with that vibe and then, you know, I mean, at least Msaki, I think Msaki is right now excuse my ignorance, but Msaki is the one person I know who's a female artist who's made it in being a house female singer and still keep her being, do you know what I mean? Who she is and still keep who she is.
Uh-huh.
No, Malehlokwa. Malay also did that. So okay, maybe I should just go study about the chicks that did come out. but at the end of the day, it's always been my biggest frustration, and that's why like you don't like the genres in this country are like non-existent. It's like or rather not non-existent. They more Yeah, they've killed. It's like. You have to fit into specific genre, and that takes away from so much that's available on the platter of the South African industry, you know, especially for chicks.
All on W Radio, nigga, we in the building.
Let's start from the beginning. Let's go right to the end.
Sure.
Because, I mean, a lot of people have musical aspirations and they might have some idea of how a song is put together.
Yeah.
But it's a process of writing.
Yeah.
It's a process of the first draft to the millionth draft, the process of writing lyrics, the process of putting the music and the lyrics that fit together. Then you've got mastering. Then you've got mixing.
Yeah.
There's so much that goes into a song. And that's why, you know, like when I was younger, a lot of these artists that would turn out like 50 songs in a month, that used to impress me. These days, I am far more impressed by someone who takes a month to make one song.
Yeah.
Or two months to make one song. Because
we've moved on from that analog era because back then it was just everything was on tape. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you just had to work. So now at least based on the technology that we have, it makes things easier.
Yeah.
So talk us through that. Talk us through the process.
So I don't just... Firstly, that's actually a love song. I don't write love songs. It's not like I hate the subject of love songs, like, you know, the whole romance. And I grew up in that era. I'm a 90s kid, you know, like,
sure.
We grew up in that love, that R&B. Oh my god, don't fall pregnant now.
Yeah.
You know,
too
soon. you know, that Eddie Zondi era. I just, with this particular one, I decided to write a love song, almost like a homage to the self-love journey, and particularly to, you know, this guy that I actually really like. So
shout out this guy.
Yeah, yeah. This guy.
This guy.
Shout out this guy.
Whoever you may be. It's a pretty cool song dedicated to you. my God.
You know, but generally, you know, I'm a when I wrote that particular song, firstly, that whole like you have to meet up with the producer that gets it. Like,
yeah.
Like once that happens, that marriage kind of flows.
Mm.
And my process is more like, give me a beat. It doesn't have to be a full one, you know. Give me a beat.
Yeah.
Hear, write whatever comes out from the beat. It's always like inspired, you know.
Yeah.
It's like a, it just marries into each other and then it just flows. So when it came to writing this, I was like, Lerato, you really, okay, Lerato is my real name, my ID name.
Okay.
So I'm like, Elo, are you really writing a love song? I'm like, this is happening. And I just continued. And it was about me liking this person so much that I hope he knows, you know. That's that simple with this particular song.
Yeah.
It's like just letting that guy know that I like him.
It comes back to that. It comes back to that authenticity question that I think a lot of people hide behind a lot of words or a lot of bravado.
Yeah.
And I think it's sometimes a lot tougher to just be genuine.
Mm.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
And that brings me to the next segment of the show that is very important for artists. That, you know, unfortunately we are, I mean, the best way you can describe it is to be an artist, it's like having diabetes. You didn't ask for it. It's a part of you.
That's
and
true.
you have to live
that analogy.
You
know, diabetes.
And people who aren't an artist or don't have that sort of inclination, they don't understand in the way that they do. It's like, why do you do this? And it's like, because I don't know what I'd do if I didn't.
Absolutely.
And the thing is that artists are sometimes rightly so and sometimes very, very not like rightly so, are judged for having sort of lifestyles that are unhealthy, lifestyles that are
love, sex, and alcohol.
Exactly.
And that's it.
You know, and that is it. That, you know, the stereotype is like, oh, you're a lawyer, you're boring. Oh, you're a doctor, you have terrible handwriting. You're an artist.
And those are the guys
drugs, sex, and alcohol.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And those are the guys that use more coke.
Exactly.
The corporate guys.
Exactly. And. What I'm getting at is that today's an incredibly special day. It's the 17th of January, 2020, and it's a historic day for two reasons. One, Mac Miller's latest album has just dropped. It's dropped to critical acclaim. Fantastic. We had to listen to it. But it's also one of the few and far between times that music has been released posthumously after a person's death. And there's a lot of questions that go into that of, you know, the rights of an artist, the wants of an artist.
The conspiracy around death.
Exactly.
The passing of an artist.
So
yeah.
I suppose my discussion that I want to open up to you is to young artists who are struggling to get a balance of life and don't want to end up a statistic. I mean, Mac Miller, he was such a beautiful human being. He was a person who had so much life behind his eyes, so much passion, and he was cut in his prime.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I see no romantic thing to him dying early. I wanted him to live a long life, to go gray, to teach other musicians how to work.
Yeah, and to enjoy his art.
So the two questions I'm asking is that balance as an artist,
mm-hmm.
and the second I would say is posthumous releases.
Yeah.
What's your standpoint on that? What do you believe?
King, what's post? Oh, okay.
After death.
Got it.
not good.
Yeah,
after death.
I mean, firstly, I just like, I just believe that firstly, fundamentally, being an artist, you can make decisions that are pertaining to life. Do you know, you can choose life. You're right, there's no romance in being a druggie, being addicted, being, you know. And I get the pressures because they're real. The pressure to be loud enough, you know, against, it's like, especially underground artists who don't want to be underground, and they are very unique, and, you know, versus the guys that are out there, you know, very on trend. It's really challenging, you know, and sometimes I know, like, people use substance to escape from themselves, not necessarily from every other thing, but from themselves, from their truth, because sometimes the truth, you feel like your truth is not accelerating your career fast enough. So, for instance, I don't believe in drugs at all. My brother died when he was 17, that didn't work out. I was like, okay, we're not doing that. Everybody makes it sound sexy, but we're not doing that.
Yeah.
And it's just my truth. So when I'm in the circles of the guys that do this thing, the pressure is there, but only because I'm trying to silence my own truth. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because you feel like you need to associate, you need to be with your so-called equals, peers, you know. So I just had to choose my, firstly, just choose myself and love myself more than I want to be loved by everybody else. Do you know that that's very important? I've for the past, I could say for the past year and a half, I had to embark on that journey of self-love where you're like, you know what? I love myself too much not to do this, to a point where I'm like, okay, the day you do see me with a naked photo, it'll be more my agency rather than me being on trend or being pressured any other thing. Do you know what I mean? It would be purely for the art, and it would come from within. Do you know? So if you see, you know, booty B on the, you know, on the grass,
booty in the trees,
he was like, that is so deep. That's so deep. You know what I mean? It won't be because I'm trying to get clout or anything else, because I've embarked on the journey of self-love, which is very important for every artist, and that's more sustainable, and that's how you can choose life for yourself as an artist.
But now, would you guys, you love yourself. Sorry for that. Would you guys believe that this is just like a desperate cry to fit in with the crowd, or is it just a way to escape the reality, or just hide or enhance?
Dude, like the whole, you know, like it's like the moment you gun for seeking for attention, and acknowledgement, because you want to be heard, trying to have that attention. So to some extent, you're gonna dabble in how to be louder,
just to get,
you know,
closer.
You're gonna dabble in that thing to see how they do it. Should I do what the Romans are doing, you know, or should I not? If I don't do what the Romans are doing, I'm not gonna be visible. Do you know?
Yeah.
And that conversation is quite tough within yourself. Not necessarily
it's a,
with
it's
people.
A self-belief thing, yeah.
Yeah, you have to choose you, or else
choices,
or else
as
if
well,
everybody
yeah.
else chooses for you, they're gonna get you killed.
Yeah.
Do you know? I don't know, did I answer the question? So with releasing after people's death, fundamentally, I do believe that when God created everybody else, we were supposed to be immortal. So I find that artists are the only crew that kind of can tap into immortality. So
I love that.
So
whoa.
I'm just like, fine, you know. If you're out physically, but you're here spiritually, you know, and your voice is still at you, dude, you've done so much more than anybody else.
That's beautifully succinct. Yeah. There's that line, failure is temporary, but legacy is forever.
Yeah.
That being said, I'm going to throw over to someone who's left a beautiful legacy. Mac Miller, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Mac.
Every day. Everybody by Mac Miller, brand new. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Go missing, it's likely they might be, but you remind me, shit, I need to stay in line. You damn well are a great design. Hey, you, despite being unknown. to hand me down, 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 down.
Yeah, well, just being honest, my conscience ain't doing bad. Because I try to minus the problems that I attract, and half the time the wheels that's in the back of my mind just keep on turning till the tires flat and burning till the fire crack. I do not lie, though facts may seem a little far-fetched. That's only cause I maybe make believe and full of darkness. When I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place, walking, dropping change inside your empty guitar case. That's charity, I move carelessly, that's why I'm always tripping. I guess it's like electrolytes, you help me go the distance. Not too efficient, but the way it's always been, until the day we have to meet again.
Get away when it ain't really safe and it don't seem right. Though it's new, you get used to the bullshit and screws they go missing. It's likely they might be, but
you remind me, shit, I need to stay in line. You damn well are a great design. Hey, you, despite being an only child, say you need more of a family rhymes. Turn these jeans into hand-me-down.
Yeah, well, rest in peace, Mac Miller.
Yeah, rest
that
in peace.
That song got everybody in the studio crying, man. Shit, you know.
I'm not crying, you're crying.
Well, I see the tears.
That song touched
man.
Me.
I see the tears, man. I'm out here in the studio. You know, from what we were talking about, listen to the song and the conversation we had before this, I want to ask you a question, Elozar.
Yeah.
Based, like, with regards to the industry, right? If you could change anything about this industry,
yeah,
what would you change, you know?
I would change the structure. The structure.
Structure
of
based. Sorry, structure like product. Okay, let me give you.
Okay,
a chance.
So I'm talking. I'm talking the business aspect of music.
Okay.
In South Africa, I would change the structure. Firstly, can we have unions?
Yes.
Am I asking for too much?
No, you are not. Yeah. It needs to be done.
You know, can we have unions? Because there is no ways we're still paying artists 1,300 rand in 2020.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, yeah, yeah. Like how, Sway? Like that's ridiculous. Yo, that's deeper than the verse. I would so firstly, equipment. It's like equipment is too expensive for
so
any
expensive.
Artist. You know, like, you know, it's too expensive of equipment. And then I would love, firstly, King Arts and Culture Department to actually, like, can they
pay
be,
attention
I don't know,
music,
are they alive?
Yeah.
Is it, like,
is it a thing?
Is it a thing?
Who's what, got that
like,
tender?
Who's got
what's
the,
going on?
Not even the tender. Is it, I don't know, Coco, anybody
it,
at the door, somebody, you know, is it alive? And our leadership should stop seeing art as a demotion or as a problem. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would absolutely push a campaign to see all South African art as heritage, because somebody needs to tell our story from within, you know what I mean? And that's something we don't value. I mean, I suppose in our country, we struggle to value a lot of things, including our A-grade food. I mean, we sell our A-grade food. Why can't we do it like the Japs?
Let's keep our A-grade.
You know what I mean? We should, you know, there's a lot. So in terms of structure, in terms of industry structure, okay, we're talking unions for sure. And then I'm talking, can there please be younger people who are leading institutions? Because right now, people who are running Mushito is supposed to be like our South by Southwest.
Sure.
Yes, actually. Just all these old people running it, they don't get the culture.
And they're not on the ground.
Yeah, they don't get what's
going on. The culture. Yeah, they just see money. And that's why our industry is so limited in terms of, like on a that's why we don't play a role in economics. Do you know what I mean? It's not an industry. It's like we're still we're a theoretical industry. Like there's a music industry. We think South Africa has music. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
We see it. It's seen more as a nice thing rather than the two things that in my mind art can be: a necessity for full and successful living.
Yes.
And the second is that, I mean, look, we're all artists in some form, and we've had parents or any loved ones who have told us that we're crazy for getting into the industry.
Yeah.
And then you see, and they the constant thing that they'll say is there's no money in art. And that's not true. If
that
you take a look, you take at the turnover of Netflix, you look at the turnover of a box office movie.
Yeah.
I mean, you're telling me that there's no money in it. The problem is, as you said, for that money to go from the projects, to go from the production houses down to the artist, it's a trickle down
that
cuts away. And as you said, we're ununionized.
Yeah.
There's very little protection. I'm happy that I'm part of SAGA, which is the Guild of Actors.
Yeah.
But I mean, the Guild can only do so much that the law allows. And I think the thing that always frustrates me is the fact that stunt workers for movies who take most of the risks, who are people who are literally putting their lives on the line for our entertainment, no union.
Yeah.
And not even an Oscar category for stunt work.
Yeah.
And nothing I've realized is that like a lot of like production houses, labels, your sagas or whatnots, I've realized that in most cases they don't actually want to put the artists first. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's a South African problem or if it's a thing that's happening all over the world.
I feel like a little bit of both.
A little bit of both, yeah. I feel like if they could actually start putting the artists forward and actually create the arts for the artists.
We need political will, man.
Yeah,
I think if we don't have political will, it's tough for the... It's like it always, you know, it drips from the top. You know, if the head does not have any oil, you know, there's no... It's not going to nourish the body. So it's like you need it to trickle down. I mean, we need political will. We don't have political will to fight for us as a people of the nation, like in terms of artists in general, do you know? And so you find us like, I don't know, exporting ourselves and going, you know, overseas for recognition in this country.
Sure.
And it's frustrating because I'm here being like an alternative artist, electro artist, doing shit differently. When I get interviews, I'm always saying, guys, I believe in the scene. I believe that South Africans and Africans in general have the mindset to go there in terms of art, you know, to explore the left, the far left of art, to be experimental and to enjoy it. We have all of that we only, you know, we're only, I don't know, it's the propaganda that says only Europeans get it.
Sure.
You know, I'm just like, oh, I don't know. Like, we also have the smarts. Hey? I don't know. Yeah. There's no, I mean, you know, the issue here is that the platforms are not there to
Absolutely.
Introduce all of this. Do you know what I mean? It's like when Fela Kuti was Fela Kuti, it's not like that genre of music. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's like there's always somebody that started something and you dare to tell me that Elozar's gonna pop in Europe. Of course Elozar's gonna pop in Europe.
That's
like
the
they have
yeah.
they That's they're the exposed to that, you know, spectrum of thinking.
Yeah,
they have
the
platforms that allow them to hear this kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? And the crazy thing is we actually have a lot of youngins who listen to alternative stuff. Like the open-minded kids that have the data to buy alternative music.
Absolutely.
They just don't listen to radio anymore.
Yeah,
do you know what
true.
I mean?
Yeah, that's why you are tuned into the Stick Up, where you know that the music is going to be way better than the radio. Yeah, I said it. Come for me, radio.
www.r1wradio.com.
Just in case we fail to recognize one another after all these years.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
Everybody's gotta love. And everybody's gonna die. Everybody just wanna have a good time. I think you know the reason why.
So what I want to ask is your aspirations as an artist. Where can you see yourself going?
Firstly, on as many radio shows in Africa.
Yeah. You hear that, radio shows? Get her on.
Yeah. Especially African stations. That's where I want to be. I wanna get the awards that I can get, you know. But more than anything, I want to get to a point where I got enough money.
Yeah.
I need to make money. Yeah. I need to make money to be able to open a home, guys. Absolutely. Like I want, but I have this dream. You know, like how you live in estates.
Yes.
Like so, you've got like the gate and the different mini houses.
Sure.
But
that
would be a home. So each house, so our synthetic families. So you'd have five people living in each house instead of, you know, one tall building where, as a kid, you don't feel like it's home. You just feel like it's a shelter.
Yeah.
But rather have like, no, my address is 1 Mang 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 Mang, and there's a pool there. It's one of my biggest dreams is to open like an estate home, like a home.
And there is a move towards that communal living, because I think things are just more difficult for us in this. It's tougher to own a house. There's not enough space, and there's too many people. And I think there's
no. But mine is charity. Mine would be like for like abused women and kids and homeless kids. And that's.
Do you do a lot of charity work, or is that something
I dream to do? I just don't have the time. It's tough to put in, you know, to put the time in. It's really challenging.
Well, now we have to get to the tense part of the interview. Are you guys ready for this? It's getting tense. You hear that? Dun, dun, dun. It got real tense real quick. And the reason for it is we are now getting to a portion of the show in which the hostage has to try and negotiate her way out of the scenario. Like, and the question is this. Once we release you from the studio, presuming we do, which we...
If you get this right.
What are you going to do differently today? And then for the rest of your life to assure that your artistic dreams come to fruition? Why should anyone follow you? Why should anyone listen to your music? What sets you aside from the pack? And you've got 1 minute to do that. So let's hear it. Go.
As an alternative African, I just believe that I can shoot my shot. Do you know, I'm a creative who loves being African, but also being eclectic, being a natural rebel. And, you know, money isn't something I'm desperate to have, but it would be nice to have a lot of it. and so the reason why y'all should be following me is because I believe in everyone's dream without them losing themselves. You can still choose life. Choose life, you know. Pro-life, you know. Be the artist, be the edgy, crazy artist, but choose yourself, you know, love yourself.
Whoa! How on earth could we say no to that?
No, there's no way. We really love that. And now, since we are on that topic, how do we find your music? Who are we following? Where are we at? Because,
firstly, y'all must know I'm dropping like my new Babitsang single. There's a single coming out. So follow at Eloza, L-O_ZAR. So ELO_ZAR on the grams, on the socials. That's me. And then right there, once you have it on the socials, you will get all the info you need to get.
Keep,
you know, I've got some stuff on iTunes, Spotify, you'll find a track or two. And then the album is coming very, very soon. This is the year, you know.
Fantastic. We'll keep our eyes and ears peeled.
Yes.
Ello, you've been a fantastic guest. We really appreciate you. So thank you for listening to The Stick Up Volume 3. You're listening to Michael Lawrence Potting. You can find me at What's Potting. That's WHATSPOTTING across all platforms. You can find at Radio 1. Rowdy, where are we going to find you? Where's Rowdy?
But if you're really trying to find me, though, I'm Rowdy Plank on every other social. RowdyPlanker. So that's the gram, that's the Facebook, like, follow, I got you. This is R1W Radio, this is The Stick Up, shit was real, yeah, I said it was real.
Yes.
This is The Stick Up, R1W Radio, we are the music, we are the business, let's do this.
And we're going to close over TKZ, we love this place.
Yes.
Peace!
Oh, how we love it here. We really love this place today. The
Well, here we go, I gotta go, another show. Now you know I gotta make dough. But the world just seems to be too hot to get over.
Yeah, yeah.
Too low to get under.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're stuck in the middle of it. Yeah, we better make the best of it. And the only way to survive is just to make a profit. I'm off it. Here I am, Book of Love coming with the fat jam. That cat that doesn't give a damn. But anyway, I figured this, that if it don't stop, then I won't quit. Keep trying to make money so life can be a pure bliss. Reminisce on days gone by, like we all know, only the strong survive. Don't be scared, let's let each other fly. Just chill, see how we get by. Please don't get caught up in the mix. This world is full of dirty tricks. Add to that, never trust a trick. With God's blessing, nobody will take my place. Cause damn, I just love this place. God's blessing, nobody will take my place. I just love this place.
Okay.